Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. A mad rush for food in Gaza leads to a stampede, gunfire, dozens of injuries, and at least one death.
Many walking miles to get to the site, but forced to leave empty-handed after the stampede. This man tells ABC News, I'm going home again to hunger and death. Another saying, I have a 10-member family and only came back with a can of peas.
Now Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu is saying that his country has killed a senior Hamas leader, Mohammed Sinwar. His brother was a mastermind of October 7th. In Washington, the senators who are now debating what the president calls his big, beautiful bill are chewing over new dissent from Elon Musk, who complains it would explode the deficit. Mistrial denied today in the Sean Diddy Combs racketeering trial. His lawyers claimed prosecutorial misconduct, and the judge said that's not the case. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The budget bill currently being considered in Congress would change the number of people receiving SNAP benefits. With more, here's Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz.
Wisconsin Medicaid Director Bill Hanna says those enrolled in the program are already living on the margin, and small dollar changes will force them to make very difficult life choices between choosing health care or choosing food. Hanna says the cuts would cost Wisconsin approximately $314 million every year and put 90,000 state residents at risk of losing SNAP benefits.
Changes to Medicaid and Medicare, environmental permits, and other items are also in the bill passed by the U.S. House. A proposed fee increase could affect La Crosse property owners in a little over a month from now. The Stormwater Utility is proposing an increase of nearly $10 per month to help pay for operating costs and capital projects. A second proposal would then add a 22% fee increase for January 1st and annual 3% increases to account for inflation for the 3 years after that. The proposals will be considered by the Finance and Personnel Committee at its June 5th meeting. If they pass, they would go to the Common Council the week after. There's no estimated reopening date set for the Black Hawk Bridge connecting Wisconsin to Iowa. The Iowa DOT said last week that they confirmed one of the bridge's piers moved, creating a safety issue. The 94-year-old bridge has been closed since May 17th and was also closed for nearly 2 months last year for emergency repairs. People are being reminded to not go around the barricades on the closed bridge. The closest river crossings are in La Crosse or Prairie du Chien. A new bridge is under construction and expected to open in 2027. It'll be a day and night of overcast skies before we warm up heading into June. In addition to cloud cover, there'll be a chance of scattered showers overnight into Thursday. We'll see temperatures tomorrow in the mid to upper 70s before rising well into the 80s over the weekend. In addition to warmer temperatures, we'll have mostly sunny skies with small chances of scattered showers Friday into Saturday. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Brewers win in extra innings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers and Red Sox wrapping up their series today after another dramatic win for the crew in Milwaukee last night. Bottom of the 10th, tied 1-1, and Christian Yelich hit one 400 feet to left center field, bases loaded, a grand slam home run. Brewers win 5-1.
My first walk-off homer, and it's taken me 13 years to do it, and I actually thought about that before I hit first base. I was like, thinking about time, finally did this, and it was cool that it came in a big moment like that, you know, bases loaded, and you know, something that was pretty special.
NFL, Jordan Love on how the Packers' rookie receivers, Matthew Golden and Savion Williams, look so far in practice.
We picked up some good weapons with Matthew Golden, another receiver, Savion, in the third round, so I love all the guys we added. They've been in the building for like 2 weeks now with us working. They're all excited to get to work, and we've been killing it so far in OTA, so we're excited to get training camp rolling and get the season started here in a couple months.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Damp and dreary today, with on and off light rain likely and a clap of thunder also possible. Temperatures staying crisp too, only rising to the mid-60s. But tomorrow, the sunshine returns and so do temperatures in the mid-70s. And we get even warmer after that. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 53 degrees.
Matt Nair on air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Eber's budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'll be joined by Michael Negron, former special assistant to the President for Economic Policy. We'll be talking about the impact of tariffs on small businesses and working families here in Wisconsin.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Eagle, 1490 AM.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. Donald Trump has paused student visa interviews in U.S. embassies all around the world. And apparently what they're going to do is use AI, apparently, or something. Maybe Grok, I don't know, Musk's AI program that has been trained on neo-Nazi propaganda over on X and apparently has now been inserted into some of our government agencies, which is troubling. But anyhow, what they're going to do is, if you're a student from a foreign country and you'd like to come to the United States and study, they want to know what you're saying on social media first. Now, most of us believed that the First Amendment protected freedom of speech, that, Congress shall make no law abridging freedom of speech. I mean, it's literally what the First Amendment says. And, we've had this long tradition. When the Nazis wanted to march in Skokie, Illinois in the 1950s or 60s, the ACLU went out to defend them. We hate what you're saying, but we're going to defend to the death your right to say it. It's such an old and famous, I don't even know where the saying came from. It probably dates back to the late 18th or early 19th century. But the bottom line is that we have always in the United States believed that what people say is not as important as what they do. Right? If you go out and burn crosses in somebody's yard, or you kill people or harass people because of their race or their gender or their sexual orientation or whatever it may be, if you do those things, then you have committed crimes. On the other hand, if you're merely speaking, unless the speech implies threats, your speech is protected. You can use obscene language, you can use horrible words, you can say terrible things about people all day long. Except apparently not. Now, if you go on social media and you say something negative about Donald Trump, if you're outside the United States and you want to come inside the United States, whether you want to come as a tourist or whether you want to come as a student, it looks like the Customs and Border Protection is going to be checking your social media. And even if you're an American citizen, we've had several reports of American citizens coming through customs as they're returning to the United States. And the most recent case was a teacher who is a U.S. citizen, a multi-generational American. And he was coming back from France, from this trip to France. And, what happens? He gets stopped at the border and interrogated about his social media accounts. Have you been saying bad things about Donald? They specifically asked him about what he said about Donald Trump. This is the kind of stuff that happens in dictatorships. I mean, this is kind of a cardinal characteristic of dictatorships. Can you imagine if Barack Obama had said that anybody who says anything bad about me can't come into the country or is going to get stopped at the border and interrogated. Can you imagine the hysteria that would be pouring out of the right? Which raises the question, where is the left right now? Why are Democrats not yelling and screaming about this? I think this is just absolutely outrageous. Since March, consular officers have been required to conduct social media reviews looking for support for purported, quote, terrorist activity. That could be considered as broad as simply showing support for Palestinians. Meanwhile, Adam Serwer, you know, the guy who wrote the piece that had the headline, it's the cruelty. Might have been It's the Cruelty Stupid. He just published a new piece in The Atlantic titled The New Dark Age. And he points out that the warlords who sacked Rome back in the day didn't do so with the intention of condemning Western Europe to 1,000 years of the Dark Ages. But that was the result. And he said, you know, we're seeing something very similar right now. We're seeing the sacking of America. He writes, every week brings fresh examples. The administration is threatening colleges and universities if they don't submit to its demands. The engines of American scientific inquiry and ingenuity, such as the National Science Foundation and the National Institutes of Health, are under sustained attack. Historical institutions, such as the Smithsonian and artistic ones like the Kennedy Center, are being converted into homes for MAGA ideology rather than historical fact and expression. Libraries are losing funding. Government-employed scientists are being dismissed from their jobs. Educators are being cowed into silence. Researchers are being warned not to broach forbidden subjects. Entire databases of public health information collected over decades are at risk of vanishing. And we're seeing this, you know, in a big way, particularly under, you know, Bob Kennedy now at health, at HEW. I mean, This is grim stuff. This is, you know, we all sat around for a long, long time and said, you know, well, George Bush, you know, and Patriot Act and all this kind of stuff, and, you know, it's going to lead us to fascism. And people would go, oh, you're just being hysterical. Well, we're there. We're there now. It's not that, you know, America will become fascist. When your personal opinions are being used to limit your ability to move, or in the case of the Turkish exchange student at Tufts University, simply co-authoring an op-ed for her student newspaper calling for the university to stop supporting Israel because of the Palestinian situation. And she was put in prison in Louisiana, a brutal private prison. That's how you know that you are no longer a democratic country. You are no longer a democracy. We have slipped into fascism here in the United States right now, right in front of us, all around us. And a lot of us are, you know, a lot of people are sitting around going, well, you know, they're just going after brown people, or they're just going after foreigners. That's where they always start. The first victims of Hitler's purge in the early 1930s, in January, February, March, April, May of 1933, the first victims were immigrants and trans people. Sound familiar? As Leadbelly would say, stay woke. Meanwhile, the House Democrats have an election coming up on June 24th. This is one that's going to be, it's going to tell us a lot about the future of the Democratic Party. Because up until this point, generally speaking, the Democratic Party has been running on a seniority basis. They you know, when there's a new opening at the head of a committee, or the number two person in a committee, when the Republicans run the committee, the ranking member, it's called. Typically, what Democrats have done is put the person who has the most seniority in Congress, who's on that committee, into that top position. And that's what happened earlier this year, or late last year, I don't recall which, when Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez wanted to be the ranking member of the Oversight and Government Reform Committee. Now, the Oversight and Government Reform Committee is one of the most powerful committees in Congress because it provides oversight to the White House, to the executive branch, and to the judiciary, to the judicial branch, you know, the Article One or the Article Two and Article Three branches of government. And there are four people running for this seat. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has said, you know, I'm not going to do it. She doesn't want to run again, even though she's on the committee. But there's Robert Garcia of California. There's Stephen Lynch of Massachusetts. He's 70 years old. Kwesi Mufume, who's a younger guy. Apparently Garcia is also in his 70s. Garcia is 47. Mufume is 76. He's the oldest. And then there is Jasmine Crockett of Texas. My vote goes for Jasmine Crockett. Right? The Democratic Party, you know, the Republican Party made this change, I don't know, 20 years ago or thereabouts, where they stopped promoting people based on seniority and started promoting people based on their ability to charm the media and run the committee and get things done. I think Jasmine Crockett is one of the most extraordinary members of the U.S. House of Representatives. I have so much respect for this woman. She is so good. She is so smart. She is so crystal clear in the way that she just dissects Republicans at every opportunity. So keep an eye on this.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
The election will be June 24th, and it's, you know, held by the Democratic Party. And let's keep an eye on it. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's me, Yaliva. You know, the organ that helps you recover every weekend after pizza, donuts, and all those drinks. When you have a headache, you take an aspirin. You have a stomach ache, you pop an acid. But where's the love for your best buddy, the liver? The least that you could do to help me stay healthy is take Active Liver from New Nordic. Active Liver tablets contain high-quality, all-natural ingredients like milk thistle, globe artichoke, and turmeric extracts, which are proven to keep me healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver provides an easy daily detox and helps protect me all year long. So let me make you an offer you can't refuse. You take care of me with Active Liver, and I keep taking care of you. Capisce?
See for yourself why Active Liver is Scandinavia's number one liver health supplement. You can find Active Liver at CVS and online at Amazon or directly from NewNordicUSA.com. Again, find it in stores at CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In a recent report from Georgia, we told you about voters contesting a mass voter eligibility challenge by election group True the Vote. In another 11th Circuit courtroom that same week, a group of black voters challenged the voting districts from Metro Atlanta. The Georgia Recorder reports that a judge ruled in 2021 that after the 2020 U.S. Census, the Georgia legislature failed to account for the growth of black voters in Metro Atlanta and needed to include additional majority-minority congressional, state House, and state Senate districts. The current suit before a 3-judge appeals panel contends that the court-ordered maps drawn by the legislature in 2023 may not have met the judge's requirements and instead kept the status quo. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger's brief contends that the Voting Rights Act Section 2 should no longer be in use. He argues that the plaintiffs must prove that the motivation for the maps was racial discrimination, not legal under the federal VRA, and not for partisan political reasons, which the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled is inherently a state issue. Anti-voter arguments citing the Equal Protection Clause and it was political, not racial gerrymandering, are increasing in an effort to neutralize VRA protections for minority voters. Expect an opinion in the case in the coming months. We have more on the long history of the case at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. Find us on Blue Sky at Democracy Minute.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Hans Breitenmoser, we have people in Congress right now cutting food assistance.
All of it is a disregard for how the economy actually works. When you plant seeds in the ground, you get money close to the ground. That's what makes rural economies work. Urban economies are very similar in that regard. Washington is only as good as its participants, and we've got some real dandies there these days.
That's definitely one way to put it.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. In America, personal religious beliefs should be just that, personal. But today, Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening the separation of church and state. Laws are being passed based on religious doctrine instead of reason, eroding our rights and freedoms. In legislatures, public schools, even courtrooms, one set of religious beliefs is being forced onto everyone else. But that's not what our founders intended. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is fighting back. As the nation's leading group of freethinkers working to keep religion out of government, FFRF protects your right to think for yourself, whether you've always been secular, left religion behind, or simply believe in true religious freedom for everyone. If we don't stand up now, we may lose our religious freedoms. So join FFRF in defending our secular constitution and keeping faith a personal choice, not a government mandate. Visit ffrf.us/freedom to learn more and become a member, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511, because in a truly free country, no one's faith should dictate everyone's future. Text fees may apply. It is 21 minutes past the hour, and more U.S. nationals are right now wrongfully detained in Venezuela than in any other country on earth. This is a rather startling statistic. The State Department just ramped up their warnings on Venezuela. They issued the highest travel advisory possible. It's a do not travel. They're explicitly, and the U.S. embassies in Colombia, Brazil, and other South American countries are saying the same thing. They're notifying U.S. citizens, do not travel to Venezuela. You will be arrested. You will be tortured. You will be imprisoned. You may be killed. You may be kidnapped. You will be the victim of organized crime, and you will be the victim of the government. There's no U.S. embassy in Venezuela. There's no U.S. consulate in Venezuela, at least that's operating. So here we have this country that has become a neo-fascist hellhole. And I realize Maduro calls himself a lefty, but, you know, he's about as hard right as you can get when it comes to how he's running his government. And, you know, in the echo of Hugo Chavez, a place where when you send people there, they die. And we're going to deport people to Venezuela? Really? I mean, it just illustrates the general insanity, in my opinion, of this administration. It's terrible. 23 minutes past the hour. What's on your mind today? Dave in Buffalo, New York. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Hello, Tom. Thanks. Morbidly, you're talking about the morbidly rich having a name, as in, before my topic, this yacht rich, where there is a mega yacht. And the new ones over 300 foot are giga yachts, and with Uganda finding over $13 trillion worth of gold, how long will it be before there's white only mega dock yachts clubs? So, but my
I think they already are.
About yesterday's call about signing statements, and the right has the Heritage Foundation as far as percolating their best up to the top, and we the Democrats don't really have a way to do that, but we do. We can get the signing statements, a questionnaire, 100 questions, 1,000 questions, whatever, and define it by you check this box, and then the algorithms that we have now, and then we can figure out who is making these statements and what do they support and what do they stand by and what do they enforce, what do they plan on doing as far as changing it. And do you support raising the top tax rate to 93%? What do you support? Do you support doing? How progressive are you? How do you plan on changing our lives? And then when you mark all this questionnaire as in standing statements, you're going to do this. We can actually also percolate our best up to support who they might be best fit for other positions within the government, transportation or this or that. And the signing statements will prove through algorithms in this questionnaire how you stand, who are
I get it. I get it, Dave. I get it. Thank you. Phil in Costa Mesa. Hey, Phil, what's up? Phil in Costa Mesa, California. Listening on KPFK. Going once, going twice. Bob in Springfield, Illinois. Hey, Bob, thanks for listening to WNMF. What's up?
Hey, Tom. Keep on with the keeping on as long as you can.
There you go.
I wanted to call and let you know that at the top of the hour, right before the commencement of your first hour, NPR reported that the Chrisleys have been pardoned.
Oh, geez.
They Trump called their daughter earlier in the week to let her know that he was going to pardon them.
How much money did they give Trump?
I'm not sure how much money they gave him,
The other guy's mother gave him $1 million and then met with him and he pardoned him, forgetting his name. Apparently, that's kind of the minimum is $1 million to give to Donald Trump to get a pardon.
Mm-hmm. But I see.
I mean, you know, this is such a sad commentary. I mean, the world is looking at this and laughing. Look at this. You know, you've got a tin pot dictator, a guy who you would expect to be running some, you know, third world country, running your country into the ground. People are just laughing at us all over the world, Bob. Bob, I got to run, but thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 27 minutes past the hour. Back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with your calls.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
The market says cattle are scarce. I'm Stephanie Hoff with the Midwest Farm Report, along with you on a Wednesday. Market advisor John Heinberg with Total Farm Marketing walks us through some of the headline issues that are adding pressure to cattle numbers here in the U.S., keeping beef prices high.
And we continue to see placements also be very weak. A lot of that is tied to that Mexican screwworm ban that we have on Mexican feeder cattle coming into the United States. And that's going to be a headline we got to continue to watch. If we can continue to hold that ban, which could be very difficult to break here over the summer months as populations of this fly that causes this worm continue to grow, we're going to continue to see depleted cattle numbers. And that's just going to keep those beef prices high as we move well back into 2025 and probably even in the first part of 2026.
John Heinberg along with us. He's a market advisor with Total Farm Marketing in West Bend. We'll take a look at how the other commodities are shaping up in the marketplace today in just a moment.
Pancakes, potatoes, sausage, eggs, oh my. Come hungry to the Marquette County June Dairy Breakfast on Sunday, June 8th at Slowey Farms on Evergreen Avenue in Westfield. In addition to breakfast, enjoy live music, farm tours, a petting zoo, and kid games. You can also try your luck at bingo. Breakfast and activities start at 7 a.m. at Slowey Farms on Evergreen Avenue in Westfield on June 8th. For full event details, see our event on Facebook.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to Equity Livestock Cooperative, marketing your livestock, financing your operation, and supporting the livestock community since 1922. And to Cleary Building Corp. Cleary Building Corp. Built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore clearybuilding.com today. Keep up with Pam at MidwestFarmReport.com and on Facebook and Instagram.
From Chicago, midday on a Wednesday, corn and soybean markets are weaker. Cash corn down 6 cents at 453.5. December new crop corn down a penny and a half at 445 a bushel. Cash soybeans are 10.5 cents lower at 1052 a bushel. November new crop beans are down 9.75, trading at 1041 a bushel. July new crop wheat is trading higher, up a penny at 529.5. Moving on to fluid milk, the Class 3 milk contracts are mixed. The June contract is down 12 cents, trading at 19.49 a hundredweight. The July Class 3 milk contract, that's sitting neutral right now at 20.16 a hundredweight. But the August Class 3 milk contract, that's up 4 cents at 19.87 a hundredweight. That's your market update on a Wednesday. Don't forget to follow along with us around the clock at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Damp and dreary today with on and off light rain likely and a clap of thunder also possible. Temperatures staying crisp too, only rising to the mid-60s. But tomorrow, the sunshine returns and so do temperatures in the mid-70s. And we get even warmer after that. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 55 degrees.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
For all of your support.
Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. You probably heard the rumor, right? You can't regrow cartilage. But what if it's not entirely true? Science has discovered a unique protein that may help support joint cartilage regeneration naturally. Imagine moving freely without stiffness or pain. And the bonus? A glowing, hydrated look with fewer fine lines and wrinkles. Meet Native Path Collagen, a clean, single-ingredient formula made with hydrolyzed collagen peptides. No fillers, no additives, no artificial junk. It's third-party tested for purity and packed with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the ones your body needs the most for healthy joints, skin, bones, hair, nails, and gut. Just two scoops a day delivers 18 grams of protein. Mix it into coffee or tea or any drink. Louise puts it in her coffee every morning. It's completely flavorless and easy to use. Consistency is the key. And right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping. It's only available at getnativepath.com/Tom. That's getnativepath.com/THOM. Feel better, look younger, start your transformation today. 35. Come back, picking up your calls here. Pearson in Lamarck, Texas. Hey, Pearson, what's on your mind today?
Hey, theoretical good Wednesday afternoon to you. Since we all know that everything nowadays is up to negotiation and interpretation, right?
I guess so, yeah. It's the new America.
I love that inspired reading you just did in your book club reading of Dennis Weaver's book. I'm going to get that book.
Oh, yeah, Dennis was an old friend. In fact, I wrote the foreword to that book, to his The Whole World's a Stage. His autobiography.
That section that you read about his experiences as a child with his family moving in response to the Dust Bowl.
Yeah, they were Okies.
That kind of dovetails with, or I should say, offers a juxtaposition to my experience with hoarding. My experience goes back to my grandparents and my parents' time during the 1930s and World War II during scarcity and rationing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I identify at least three different types of hoarding. Two types we see in the wealthy and the morbidly wealthy. And then the third type in regular people like me, who we do it in response to needing to feel the need to be prepared. Just in case things go south economically. So some people collect newspapers like I did, but I did that not for the reasons that you might cite. It's because I like to feel I have control over the news because I don't trust computers. I'm old school. So I feel that while Republicans or other types might be trying to erase or write history at a keystroke while you and I are asleep, at least I have some way of putting a check on that with printed magazines, newspapers and such. And my grandparents' point of view, they might hoard canned goods as a way to deal with up and down cycles of cash flow interruption. So that's what I see.
That's interesting.
And finally, I agree with you. I agree with you 110% on Jasmine Crockett. And your 10,000-foot view of the political landscape below. We know what I see. I see lots of fellow Americans who look like frogs in pots of water that are about to set to boil. Yeah. So what we need to do is find a bunch of magical princes and princesses who can pick them up out of these pots and kiss them with the reality that they need.
Okay.
Because we need it desperately.
I get it. Pearson, thank you. Great rant. Appreciate the call. Jan in Etna Green, Indiana. Hey, Jan, what's on your mind today?
Finally, Tom, finally. Okay, I had a long comment, but I've forgotten half of it by now. But I'll just stick to the basics. There's at least three people that admire Jasmine Crockett. I think she's fantastic. But during your talk earlier about how the great empire has fallen into fascism, you asked, where are the Democrats? Where is the left? Well, the Democrats are huddled somewhere trying to figure out how to keep David Hogg from holding any type of presence in the Democratic Party.
Yeah, what's the status of that right now?
They are having an election, I believe it's June 7th, between David Hogg and Malcolm Kenyatta. I think he's from Pennsylvania, maybe?
No, I think he's New York, but you might be right. I don't recall specifically.
Either or. Yeah. But anyway, why? Just why, Tom? Why do they have to have an election between these two young men? Why isn't there room for both of them? Yeah. It's a damn shame that the Democratic Party doesn't seem to believe in democracy. Why can't they have them both?
Yeah, no, I share your sentiments, Jen. I think the party has become ossified and atrophied. And, you know, obviously there's a problem, you know, since the Supreme Court legalized political bribery, whoever has the most money typically wins elections. And that's been a real challenge for the Democratic Party since 2010, since Citizens United. But, you know, more generally, there are serious structural problems. They need to go back to Howard Dean's 50-state strategy.
That was excellent strategy. It got Barack Obama elected.
It did.
Then what did Barack Obama do but swing towards the center?
I know.
And denied everything he ever promised.
I know.
And one more thing I would like to say, if I can think of again. Oh, our present-day status that goes back to Reagan, Democrats have been plenty complicit in every one of those things. They voted with Reagan. They voted against sending our jobs overseas. We wouldn't have this tariff problem if the Democratic Party wouldn't have betrayed us and kept the jobs here.
Yeah. In their defense, and this is a weak defense, the people, the salesmen for neoliberalism, particularly Milton Friedman, were particularly effective throughout the 60s. And the 70s, and this idea that no two countries with McDonald's have ever gone to war with each other, that if countries are interdependent and they trade with each other, that's how you end wars. This is the idea that led to the creation of the European Union. It's also the idea that led to the creation of the World Trade Organization, you know, coming out of the General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade, and the whole neoliberal free trade agenda. And Democrats bought into that in the hell. I bought into that back in the 70s and 80s. I mean, I thought, well, that makes sense to me. You know, if we all trade with each other, we're not going to go to war with each other. And there is some truth to it, actually. But, you know, what you're sacrificing is your own national sovereignty and your own control over your own economy. And that's coming back to bite us in the backside. So, Jan, I get your point. Thank you for the call. John in Minneapolis. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, just to dovetail on that, you know, neoliberalism has had its day and essentially has walked us into this fascistic, you know, monster that, you know, the Trump administration is. And they're, you know, they're not going to be successful because it's not going to deliver. It just keeps excluding more and more people. It's getting rid of the middle class. It's undermining all of the great institutions that we have. And but I think that the arrogance of these people is just amazing. And they think that we're not 1930s Germany. We're a strong democracy. The fact that we're having this discussion right now and that we're, and all your the people that talk on your show and the guests, there's an immense pushback. Mm-hmm. And so their lust of power is just going to, you know, destroy themselves. And yes, we're going to suffer, obviously. And it is, you know, there is a book that I have heard of. I haven't read it, written by Yanis Varoufakis, who was talking about, he called it techno-feudalism. Mm-hmm. But what a great term to come up with. Because it's, you know, you've talked about it in your books, the rentier economy, you know, making people so dependent on, you know, one or two corporations and having the power, you know, to manipulate without any kind of protective mechanism from the government. It's ridiculous. It's absurd. This is what Stalin, you know, dreamed of and what Hitler dreamed of. And where are they now? You know, and where are the, you know, Franco? Where is he and Mussolini?
Franco had a pretty good run.
He deserved
actually.
You know, he did.
He had power until the mid-1970s.
That's correct.
He's the only fascist who made it out of World War II intact.
Well, and the Portugal, the guy that ran Portugal, too, was very powerful.
Yeah.
But in the end, they always fail. In the end, you can't base a government on hate, which is what the, you know, the...
No, you're absolutely right, John. But the question is, how much damage do they do before they fail?
They do a lot of damage.
And that's
they
the
do
big
a lot
problem.
Of damage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They really are. John, I got to run, but thank you for the call. You always bring some useful stuff to the program. Appreciate it. 44 and a half minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program. Talk media for the rest of us. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the True People's Media. We'll be right back with your calls. I know you've got a gazillion photos sitting on your phone right now. Well, don't leave them there. Get them printed for free and delivered straight to your door with Free Prints. With more than 1 million five-star reviews, Free Prints is the world's favorite way to get premium quality photo prints. No subscriptions, no commitments, just 1,000 free prints a year. Go to freeprints.com or download the Free Prints app directly from Google Play or the App Store. That's Free Prints or freeprints.com. Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmanReport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law, as well as social and health issues. You can find it all at HartmanReport.com.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Because probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, LoveLost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at LoveLost.com.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org.
A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Bookstores now.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
It doesn't come with boots at dawn. No cool beneath a blood red sky. It slips in through the courtrooms while no dares to ask why. No tanks roll down the main street, no fire in the sky above, just silence from the leaders as they strangle all we love. Democracy.
Picking up your calls here. Mary in Waterloo, Iowa. Hey, Mary, what's on your mind today?
Well, I think the Democrats could use a whole different talking point. We have Bernie Sanders and OC. They talk about free medical care and free education.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody that I've been around, people really bristle up their back and why should I give free stuff and all that? I think they should call it preventive and let everybody get a checkup.
I think of it as an investment in America.
Yeah, and call it so that people, and even people then, the wealthy and whatever, the middle class, and then tell them, well, if these people get these checkups or people get education, they're lifted out of poverty, and then show the dollar amount of what they're accomplishing. But anytime you want to tell people that other people are getting free stuff, they're just like got a bristle up their back and, well, I'm not paying for somebody's hospital bill, or all them people that have on Medicaid, they get more health care than I do. And I hear so many things about these people are Christians going to church and they are upset about all this free stuff going to the poor people.
Then they're not really Christians, Mary. Jesus
no,
would,
I know
would have
they
disavowed
are.
Them. But yeah, but I get what you're saying, and we've been hearing this forever, Mary. This goes back to Joe Pine and William F. Buckley in the 50s and 60s. It's an old song. It's appealing to our selfishness. That's all. It's just appealing purely to selfishness. I don't want to pay taxes but it's an investment in America. You know, we learned from the GI Bill
that
every dollar
thinking.
We spent sending young men to college, mostly men, we got $7 in additional tax revenue back that we never would have gotten. It's a huge investment. Plus, look at all the scientists that we produced. We also know that countries that keep their people healthy have longer lifespans. We have one of the shortest lifespans in the developed world.
So if the Democrats would come across as preventive, do you think they would
I think
do it?
So. I think you put your finger right on it, Mary, and I thought that was brilliant. Thank you so much for calling and sharing it. Lori in Ocala, Florida. Hey, Lori, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. As usual, I have a lot in my mind. I want to talk about the hoarding.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure like many people, we all know somebody that has OCDs, and I kind of see hoarding because I knew someone with OCDs. I see hoarding in that view.
Mm-hmm.
But what I see with the GOP is the Caligula effect.
I don't know what that is.
That Well, it's something I just made up.
Okay. Well, explain it, please.
I'll do that. Caligula was one of those one of the AD Caesars, and he was probably the worst of all of the emperors.
Yeah, he was a famously corrupt Roman emperor and a libertine as well. Yeah.
Yes, and he was not just corrupt, but he loved to see the fights and the bloodletting, and he loved watching the destruction of his people, and he was really an ill man. But it seems as if that's where we're heading. Mm-hmm. I think that we're witnessing a GOP that has successfully weeded out any remnants of empathy. They're kind of blue-blooded now. They're blue-blooded, selfish soldiers. They do walk in lockstep with Trump in 2025. Mm-hmm. And I think they march to destroy the foundation and the bones of the Constitution.
I agree.
I think that we have a large citizenry that has been promised a continuation of the growth of this great country. And we've been promised it. And we have been also simultaneously denied it. And the GOP relishes in the destruction of their fellow citizens as they are causing it, and they are the point of it.
Right.
And
I think as long as they can keep their taxes low.
Yeah, but they love it. This is the wealthiest country in the world. Yep. If you're going to be a dictator, you're going to pick the United States. Thank you.
We
have the strongest, mightiest military. We had everything, so there's so much more to gain.
Well, there's a reason why Russian commentators are now saying that they should build a statue to Donald Trump and give him a medal. You know, he's destroying America on behalf of Vladimir Putin. Yeah, no, I get it. Lori, thanks for the call. Steven in Pueblo, Colorado. Hey, Steven, you got the last minute and a half here. What's up?
Okay. Hey, thank you, Tom. We had a town hall here in Pueblo last Saturday with my Senator Michael Bennett.
Mm-hmm.
He seems like a really nice guy and everything.
He's a good man.
But, but he reminds me of kind of a moderate. And
he's always positioned himself that way. Although he is pushing back on fascism.
Yeah. And but one guy got up. We got to ask questions by lottery. And one guy got up and said, hey, we have no liberal media. You know, what are we going to do? And I should have stood up and said, hey, Tom Hartman. But what I did after the town hall was I approached one of Bennett's aides and I said, TomHartman.com.
Mm-hmm.
You guys need to listen to this guy. He's an excellent source of information and he's an excellent historian. And the aide sent a text to my Senator Bennett, TomHartman.com.
Cool.
And so,
Stephen, thank you for that.
Every time I get a chance, I tell people to listen to you.
Thank you. Thank you. A better website, by the way, is tom.tv or hartmanreport.com, because tomhartman.com has kind of gone moribund. But thank you. Thank you, Stephen.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Hey, it's me, your liver. You know, the organ that helps you recover every weekend after pizza, donuts, and all those drinks. When you have a headache, you take an aspirin. You have a stomachache, you pop an acid. But where's the love for your best buddy, the liver? The least that you could do to help me stay healthy is take Active Liver from New Nordic. Active Liver tablets contain high-quality, all-natural ingredients like milk thistle, globe artichoke, and turmeric extracts, which are proven to keep me healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver provides an easy day daily detox and helps protect me all year long. So let me make you an offer you can't refuse. You take care of me with Active Liver, and I keep taking care of you. Capiche?
See for yourself why Active Liver is Scandinavia's number one liver health supplement. You can find Active Liver at CVS and online at Amazon or directly from NewNordicUSA.com. Again, find it in stores at CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended.
Summers in Worthington, Minnesota bring fun, and a good portion of that fun happens around our beautiful 800-acre Lake Okabena. Our community is built around it, and it has great walleye fishing and several lakeside parks. This June 13th and 14th, we'll have our windsurfing regatta and music festival. It's free. Come and see the windsurfers, eat from over a dozen food vendors, and attend free lakeside concerts on our professional city stage, this year featuring Viva Knievel and Cooper Allen. Check us out. We're Worthington, Minnesota, and we're certainly worth a look.
Destination marketing organizations are working to ensure Wisconsin tourism is stronger than ever. Their work boosts Wisconsin's economy, supports jobs, and improves our residents' quality of life. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. With 3 years of ugly war only getting more intense, reporters just asked President Trump why he hasn't slapped sanctions on Russia over President Putin's unwillingness to negotiate.
Only the fact that if I think I'm close to getting a deal, I don't want to screw it up by doing that.
Hundreds stood in grim silence at the funerals for three Ukrainian siblings, 17, 12, and 8, killed by a Russian cruise missile as they slept. Their teacher calls them incredibly bright, incredibly polite. Macy's is lowering profit aims, joining Walmart and United Airlines because of economic uncertainty. Meth has replaced opium and heroin as the illicit export from Southeast Asia. The UN says meth seizures ballooned last year. Cheap to make and easier. In Los Angeles, the mother of a four-year-old girl receiving life-saving medical care says she has been told to self-deport by the Trump administration. This is ABC News.